But when I came back, May had had her own child. So I felt, I think, that not only had I lost my birth mother, but then my position with my foster mother had been usurped.
Was the... You noticed the difference with the way you and the other child were treated. I mean, are we talking about cruelty or is it just thoughtlessness? What?
She was a woman of no imagination, by her own admission. Maxine was definitely favoured, and I still, to this day, have tremendous resentment about it. You know, I'd have to get up on a Saturday morning to do all the shopping while Maxine stayed in bed and read comics, damn her. And then I'd come back and prepare the meal, and we were supposed to, one of us afterwards, Sunday lunch, there's always a lot of grotty pans, you know. One was supposed to wash and the other was supposed to dry. And Maxine would frequently disappear, so I had to wash and dry. And this offended my sense of fairness very much. So it was things like that, really.
But you were unable to do anything about it, really?
No, I couldn't do anything about it. She also used to threaten me with my father. So I grew up with a great fear of him, and I didn't really know him. And now he's dead and has been for some years. I think about him a great deal and wish I'd had that relationship with my lone parent.
As you got older, did things change for the better or worse? I mean, how, you know, progressing into teenage years, what happened?
I think progressing into teenage years, it got probably worse, because when I went to RADA at the age of 17, aged 18, I had a breakdown and was in a mental home, which suggests that things had come to a head. And because I'd been educated in a convent, I use the term educated very loosely, the combination of the Catholic crap, which is how I saw it, and tremendous repression by my father, just exploded in the end.
You went to RADA, so where did this spark of wanting to perform come from?
Originally, I wanted to be a ballerina, doesn't every little girl? And my father had sent me for ballet lessons at the age of 2, because I was a very clumsy child. Now that astrology is much more acceptable, if he'd known then that Sagittarian children are actually very clumsy, it might have helped. But he sent me for ballet lessons. Also, I was born left-handed and forced to become right-handed, so I had never been quite the same since. But I had a wonderful drama teacher at the convent. She was a lay teacher, and she couldn't be an actress herself. She was quite wonderful because she had very bad eyesight, so she couldn't see across the stage without her glasses. So, with great generosity, I thought, she decided that as she couldn't act, she would teach. And she was a wonderful teacher. She saw that I had talent, and she nurtured it. There was a time when my father wanted me to... Well, he stopped my drama lessons, and she had him up to the convent and told him that he was absolutely mad. And he had to stop them again, which he did.
Why did he want to stop them?
Well, when I was 11, I went to the loo one day and saw a lot of blood, and this frightened me a great deal. So I rushed downstairs to May, who was bent over the steaming entrails of her recently acquired washing machine, and said, "I'm bleeding, I'm bleeding." And she said, "Oh, that'll be your period. I thought the girls at school would have told you about that." "Yes, I know." And I thought, "No, Mummy dearest, that was your responsibility." So she gave me a sanitary towel. And I got on with it, basically. But only a couple of months later, I left a used sanitary towel wrapped up in the bathroom instead of putting it in the boiler. And my father found it. And it made him so angry, he took me out into the field at the bottom of the garden. And...